Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Everyone, I'm still waiting for Facebook Live. Here we are. Hello, everyone. So nice to see you all today. This is Embracing Your Essence on Lilydale Radio. Today, we are going to talk about breaking that cycle of worry. But before we get to that, let me do all of the details first. LilydaleAssembly.org, the website is up and running, the new website. You definitely want to check it out and see what is going on there. And we are planning to open at the end of June. However, you know, with everything that's happening, we don't really know what's going to happen. So we are planning it, but nonetheless, many of the workshops will be available online, so the website will let you know everything you need to know. So LilydaleAssembly.org, and my website, ColleenVanderZijden.com, or Psychic Medium, Colleen.com. You can find me there, and of course, follow me on Facebook here, Colleen VanderZijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. Now, I am a medium, and as a medium, I connect in with our loved ones on the other side, and I'm also a certified intuitive coach, and that is to help people handle their lives in various ways. Hello, everybody. Thanks for watching. And we are living in an odd time, as everyone knows. Everyone everywhere knows. And what I'm noticing is, as the weeks go, that so many people are really, they may have started out very positive about what was happening and feeling very empowered. And then as time has gone on, they've become more and more discombobulated is a good word. You know, I'm noticing the worry is starting to come up in different ways. And since nothing is normal, it's really challenging for many of us to maintain our sense of center. And so what we are going to talk about today is breaking the cycle of worry so we can get more peace. I had a client contact me the other day, and she was very concerned about what was going to happen in the future here. She wanted me to basically to tell her what was going to happen. And as you know, I'm not really going to do that, but that's what she wanted. So as I was thinking about this and thinking about how to respond to her and recognizing that she's stuck in that uncertainty and that worry, she's stuck in the fear, and it's bringing up all sorts of emotions for her. And as this is happening, as I was thinking about this and how I would respond, I took a night to think on it basically and sleep on it. And the next morning I woke up and channeled a message for her. And it was about a page and a half of typed writing. And that's basically what I'm going to talk about tonight, because this message not only was for her, but it was also for myself and for many people that I know. Within this writing was a method to break this cycle, the cycle of worrying. We want to feel better, don't we? That's what we want. We really want to feel better. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about how this cycle works, what happens, why we fall into this, how we normally do things, and how these emotions come up for us. And even though some of us may really step into feeling the emotions, I'm believing right now, tomorrow could be different, but I'm believing right now that we are missing a key step in feeling our emotions. So I'm going to talk about that. It's a three-step process as usual, and I'm calling it surrendered acceptance. So you know what it's called, so you have that right away. So I am going to, hold on, I'm just checking. As you know, Facebook has changed things, and I'm still getting used to this new layout here. So I'm just checking, making sure everything is good. So let's first, though, talk about that cycle of worry, where we focus on the uncertainty. And you've noticed, I'm sure, that the more we focus on the worry, the fears, whatever it is that's coming up, those negative emotions, the challenging ones, the more we focus on them, the bigger they become. Okay, we've talked about this in the past. They become bigger. The mind amplifies them. It's natural for us to do this because we don't want to feel worried. So we don't want what's going on in our heads. And we really want something over there, something different. We want that peace that's over there. It's unattainable. And it's unattainable because we're so focused on how we're feeling in our heads and we don't want it. The more we don't want it, the more it stays. The more the peace eludes us. It's very natural for us to do this. Our mind, our brain is wired to follow the pattern we've always done. And the pattern is the one that protects us from potentially bad things, in quotes, but protects us from those things. And so we worry, thinking that's going to solve our problems. But what's happening is with a worry in our brain, it's like our brain is on overdrive and it's going crazy in there. And it just feeds on it, creating this cycle. The more you worry, the worse it gets. And when we're doing this, we can't even come up with a solution anyway, because our brain is occupied creating more worry. So this is the cycle. It's like our mind is hijacked, which it actually is. So hello, everybody. Nice to see you all. Thank you for joining me. Hi, Joanna. Nice to see you. And hi, Bristol from California. Well, if you guys can see out my window, it was snowing a few minutes ago. This will never end this winter. So I don't know if you can see. It's hard to tell now, but it was snowing a few minutes ago. So we are going to, as I said, we're talking about uncertainty, worry, how things get in. We all want to feel better. That really is the point. But we're going about feeling better the hard way, okay? And I am speaking about this from experience, okay? I can get trapped in there. Man, I could get stuck in those worries. And what we do, though, and I just did this the other day, is I try to push those emotions away. We try to push them away, just get them away from us. And we try to control and fix. And what we're doing is we're denying their expression. So we're resisting these emotions unintentionally. It's not like we're sitting there saying, well, maybe we are, actually. Okay, intentionally and unintentionally, we're resisting the emotions. We don't want them. We're pushing them away. And as I was thinking about this and experiencing this, I thought it was interesting that we push the hard ones away. But then I thought, do we also push the good emotions away? And then I started thinking back, yes, we do. Because have you ever noticed that when we start to feel good, something's going well, we just feel good. No reason, we just feel good. And then a few minutes later, all of a sudden, we don't feel good anymore. What happened? It's like we had a thought or a worry or something popped into our head. It's like our mind said, oh, you felt good long enough. We're going to give you something to worry about now. And we allow ourselves to move out of that peace and contentment that is ours. And even if we have something really great happen, you know, we're really excited about something, that excitement and that happiness will only last for a little bit of time before our mind has to follow that pattern of giving us something to worry about. So it's not just the negative, challenging emotions that we push away, but we also push away the happy ones. Now, those, I'm sure we will all agree, is unintentional. We find it hard to be comfortable in the happiness. That's also uncomfortable. Isn't that interesting? We've been trained to always look for something better, something different, something more. So our mind is always searching for something else. So when we're happy, it's looking for something else. So what's it going to find? Something to worry about. And when we're worried, it's going to look for something else, and it's usually going to create more worry. So we don't allow ourselves to be in that happy space. And we need to make sure we're aware of this, okay? Because when I get to this little process, and it's so simple, you guys are going to be like, why did you take 15 minutes to explain this? But I want to make sure you really understand, because it does take a change in our mindset to be able to open up to a new way of thinking, a new way of feeling, a new way of living. It does take this. So now, thinking about this client who contacted me, and I have to say it hasn't been just one. I'm getting a lot of emails now, people asking for help. And feel free. I have no problems with sending a personal response to you. So feel free to do that. But sometimes people think if they knew the answer, they would feel better, right? We've all fallen into that trap as well. We think we'll feel better. And that's really an illusion. Because if we get the answer we want, yes, we'll feel better for a little bit. But that fear and that worry is still underlying. It hasn't gone away yet. It hasn't been dealt with. So it's going to come back up. And what's going to happen? Thank you. Hello. I have a cat, as usual. Usually he comes a little bit later. Hi, dude. Nice to see you. So what usually happens is the soul will try to create another circumstance for us to move into the worry, the pain, the emotions. The soul wants us to listen to it. The soul wants us to experience life all of life, including the more challenging emotions, including the happy emotions. The soul wants us to do this. So it's going to bring you circumstances and situations so you can practice accepting and embracing your emotions. It's going to do that. Isn't that wonderful? What a gift to bring these things to us so that we can move into that. We all want the quick fix. We want somebody to say, do this, do this, do this, which I like to do, and I will tell you that. However, it's not a quick fix, really. It's not an easy solution, because when we want that quick fix, that means we don't want to work with the pain. We don't want to do any work. We want it to be magical and instantaneous, where we feel great immediately. That's not exactly how life works these days. Life involves pain. At some point in the future, we will have the life that we don't have any pain, but maybe we'll just all be in heaven. But there you go. But right now we have this, and this is how life works. So we try to avoid this pain at all costs. We deny it. We ignore it. We push those emotions away. We say, go away, go away. We don't want them here. We want this instead. But again, that just brings it to us. So what we want to do, we want to move into that state of acceptance. We have to, of course, first accept that life is the way it is. It just is. We have to recognize that when we long for something different, that's just a signal from our soul to say, hey, pay attention, pay attention. You've got to look at this a little differently right now, because your soul is going to guide you. You do not have to really figure it all out. You just have to open yourself up to the soul and letting it guide you. Yes, Leanne is saying the quick fix doesn't provide a solid foundation to build on for the future. And you are so correct, Leanne, and you know that very well, I'm sure. The quick fix doesn't help us. We have to understand these concepts at a deeper level. There's something about understanding something intellectually where we understand it up here in our heads, but until we've really implemented it, really attempted and tried really hard to put it into practice, taken that action, that's when it becomes an integration in how we live. And that's when we really understand something. So this surrendered acceptance is what I'm calling this, because I like naming things. Ashley is saying, I think the hardest part is letting go of the illusion we have some sort of control. Yes. And, Ashley, what a great tie into what I was just getting ready to say, because I was going to talk about what surrendering is. And surrendering isn't giving up in despair, going, oh, I give up. It's not that. It's a conscious, intentional choice to allow the divine to guide us, to help ourselves let go. It's a conscious, intentional choice to let go of that illusion of control. Giving up, trying to control things, we're letting it go. In this situation, talking about worry, we are going to accept the emotions rather than trying to force that desired outcome of wanting to feel differently, because that's what we want. And we've been taught to focus on what we want and go after it. But it doesn't work that way. There's like a law about that. The more you want something, the more it eludes you. And in cases of this, emotions and trying to move into accepting them and not pushing them away, we have to really, really surrender to them. The problem comes when we don't experience the emotions that we're currently experiencing. The more we push it away, the more we have it. Or we think we do experience it. But even after we feel it and we think, okay, I've worked through it, but we don't feel better after. And because we don't feel better after, that's why I'm thinking there's that key. There's a key step that we were missing things. Dylan is commenting on, because I like naming things. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's easier to remember that way. I don't know, but it is fun. So I talked about accepting emotions back in October. And when we accept emotions, it actually leads us to the peace we want. I know it seems counterintuitive to be open to accepting them, and we so frequently we resist it because we don't want to step into that emotion. We don't know what's going to happen. And we're afraid it's going to be bad, just going to be bad. I don't know what bad it is exactly, but it's going to be bad. And so we resist the idea of going there. And when I talked about this in October, I shared with you how I was feeling really badly. I felt like nothing was right. I was even on vacation, and I didn't feel that great. And nothing felt right, and I felt sad, and I felt helpless. I felt powerless. I felt like I wasn't making a difference in the world. And for me, that's a big thing because that's my purpose. I want to make a difference. And I just felt like, oh, forget it. I'm giving up. I'm just giving up. That's the wrong kind of surrender. So I was lying in bed and doing my normal talking to God and the universe and spirit and everything. And I was asking for the emotions to be taken away from me. And I got the message, if you listen to that show, you'll remember, but I got the message where I heard back very clearly, wait a minute, you're telling us what you want. You're telling us you want to trust us, but then you're telling us you don't want to trust us with these emotions. And you don't want to have them, even though we've given them to you. And I remember laughing out loud. I'm sure my friend who was sleeping in her bedroom probably thought I was insane. And I remember laughing out loud and thinking, oh, my God, you are so right. Funny, ironic there, right? You are so right. I'm asking you to show me and guide me, but yet I'm telling you what I want. And I'm telling you what I don't want instead of trusting in the process. So that showed me that I was still in resistance. I thought I was doing great. I thought I understood, but I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it at the soul level yet. I wasn't there. I wanted to be magically fixed, and it wasn't working. I didn't want to feel that. But by getting that message, I opened up to the idea that, wait a minute, these emotions are here for my benefit. I need to pay attention to them. Now, even though I had that message in October, just the other day, I was doing the same thing. I was falling back in to all sorts of interesting thoughts and worries and emotions that were bothering me. And I started the same thing. And then all of a sudden, that channeled message, I remembered it. And I got that last week, and I remembered it, and I thought, oh, my goodness, right, of course. I need to pay attention to this. This is, a revolutionary mindset, a mind shift, and it's so simple but profound. But, sometimes the simplest things are the best things because we don't pay attention to them. We don't realize, hold on, the cat's moving. I have to make an adjustment to him. Are you getting down, baby? Are you just changing? So this surrendered acceptance, okay, and I will get to that key point. Don't worry. And it's so simple. You're going to be like, oh, I can't believe this. Surrendered acceptance is spiritually based, okay? It's consciously choosing to reconnect to the universal energy and your inner power, okay? Surrendered acceptance, surrendering to the God energy, surrendering, consciously choosing to connect, okay? Then next, it is allowing that God energy to express through you. That's all you're doing. You're allowing. You're not in charge. You're not controlling. Not trying to get fix. Hold on 2 seconds. I have a drink. I wonder if I have another message coming through on this. This will be fun to see what happens. So we're not in charge of this. No control. We're understanding that what we are experiencing is necessary. It is necessary. All the bad emotions, all the good emotions, everything is necessary. We're allowing it. We're allowing the God energy to come through. So that's kind of the foundational part here that I want to make sure I'm clear on. The actual process, if you will, is starting with that choice. Okay, choice is always number one. It's going to be number one with everything, because if we don't make the choice, nothing changes. Boom, there you go. You got it all, right? So we've got to have the choice in our mind. We've got to choose to accept that life is a disarray. Right now, gigantic disarray. We've got to accept that. We're choosing to accept it. We've got to choose to believe it's possible to feel better by going into the emotions. We have to be brave. We have to be courageous. We have to face them. We have to step into them. This is a big shift in our mindset. We have been trained again to resist anything that's uncomfortable. That's the way it is. So can you believe that stepping into it is going to make you feel better? I can tell you it will make you feel better because I watched it happen with myself. And as I told you last week, I don't tell you anything if I don't know it's going to work. Okay? We have to choose to surrender to surrender the control, get rid of it, let go, trust the divine, trust the wisdom. Here's the tricky part with the surrendering. We don't ask for what we want. We don't tell God what the solution is. We're not asking to feel differently. We're not going to ask. Accepting means we're accepting it fully, completely. We're not going to ask to feel differently. Now, we do have an ulterior motive here because we do want to feel differently, but we're not going to ask for it. We're going to consciously surrender, make the decision to just allow. We're going to allow. We're surrendering. We're surrendering to the emotions. We're choosing to do this. And then the very important part is, do you choose to believe your soul is connected to that universal energy? You don't have to believe it 100,000,000%. You just have to believe it a teeny bit. But can you choose to do that? If you can believe that you're connected to the infinite energy, then there's also the concept that we are limitless. We have no limitations. And if we are limitless, then there is nothing to resist. We don't have to resist anything. All we have to do is accept everything. Everything. I know that's a tricky one. We aren't going to go too far into that, but we're talking about emotions tonight, so we'll focus on that. But accepting everything. This doesn't mean, remember, that we're giving up in despair. This is we are allowing the divine to guide us. That's what we're doing. Isn't it miraculous? Number one, that's the choice. All those different things to make a choice on. The big one is just choose to surrender. Okay, the second thing, this is the one that's the most important. We have to open our hearts up to the emotions. We don't want to open our hearts because our hearts might be hurt. So we don't want to open our hearts. So we have to consciously choose to open our hearts so we can move into that acceptance. And here's the key that I've been leading up to. You have to feel the emotions, yes, you have to feel them. But the missing part is expressing the gratitude for those emotions. It's expressing gratitude. Have you ever done that? Expressed gratitude for feeling like crap? I bet you haven't, because I know I really haven't until fairly recently when they finally sent me another message again, helping me to lift myself up more. So expressing gratitude for the emotions, because what do? When we're expressing gratitude for something, we're accepting it. We're saying, thank you for bringing this to me. Thank you for allowing me to experience this. Thank you. I know it's important that I experience this. It is a continual lesson for so many of us. Life is one layer peeled back after another, one layer after another. And when I did this the other night, it was another laughing moment for me, because I did start laughing and think, oh my goodness, this is so obvious, so simple, but so profound, because as soon as I did this, I could feel the resistance melting away. I could feel myself feeling better, and then the emotions didn't have their hold on me anymore. They just didn't. It was like, oh yeah, I'm experiencing that. Oh well. And it just went away. It really worked. But what happened here is I consciously broke my pattern. I broke that cycle. I made the decision to break the cycle, and instead of even, you know, trying some of the other suggestions I've given you in the past, you know, moving my energy and all that stuff, that even really wasn't helping me as much as it usually did. And I understand now it's because I needed to have this new insight, this new guidance that had to come in. So I had to experience that. And I'm very grateful for having experienced that. And as I did this, breaking that, I made that conscious, deliberate choice to change my response. Now, this is not something that I think I could just walk up to somebody on the street and say, well, do this instead, because they don't have the background of everything I just told you about how our minds work, about how we handle our emotions normally. You know, we have to have a little bit of a foundation in there to understand. And one thing I really like about having this Lilydale radio show, and I was talking to the other hosts the other day about our shows, I said I really like having this one because I can talk about those spiritual aspects and tell you, you know, how I've gone astray myself, how I, you know, made mistakes here, but what I've learned and how I can share them, but also recognize that spiritual component that so many people are not necessarily quite there yet. So this is a very important aspect of it in my mind. To have that surrendering to the divine, to allow that guidance to lead us on our path, but also it's to move us into that state of gratitude. Because when we are truly connected to the God energy, that infinite energy, we are in the state of love, gratitude, compassion, all the kindest, most wonderful qualities that are out there. That's what we're in. And in that state of gratitude is the ultimate state of acceptance. So when we do this, sometimes people don't want to express gratitude for something they don't want. They just don't want to do that. And if that's the case, so say, you know, you're experiencing something and it's really tough, you know, and you're kind of like, yeah, I'm not going to say thank you for that. Hold on, I need more water. When I get a preaching, I need more water, apparently. If you notice that you get to a point where you think, oh, no, I'm not doing that. It just doesn't feel right. What that means is you need to express the emotion more, okay? You need to express it. You need to do whatever you have to do. If it means you got to yell at somebody, yell at yourself, scream, well, write things down and get the energy out. Whatever you have to do, you need to do that. So you might have a little bit of resistance if that's the case, because it has a heartfelt moment of gratitude where you can really. Now, of course, the very first couple times you do it, you may go, yeah, okay, thank you for this, thank you for that. But if you keep following it, keep thanking for everything, and you could throw some good ones in there too, of course, not just the more challenging emotions. Keep doing it. Eventually, you start to believe it. Eventually, the soul meets you halfway with the universe meeting you the other halfway, and there you go, you got it. So it's right there. So allow it to come. Allow it to come in. So believe you can do it. Hold on. I must not have had enough water today. That certainly could be. So this will move you into a continual state of gratitude. It really will. And as you're doing this, and of course, here's the third step, and this is more of a wrap-up thing, but it's not really a wrap-up because you can do this at any point. I'm wondering. I'll see if a spirit has to communicate in a minute. I'm wondering. I have something going on in here. Sorry. Allergies and everything. You want to breathe yourself back into the present. When we're experiencing these emotions, these worries, all of this stuff, that cycle gets going, right? And what's happening is we're worrying about the future. And that's what was happening with my client who emailed me last week and other ones as well. They're worried about the future. Right now, yes, isn't everybody in some way, right? It's in the back of our minds. So we don't want it to be in the forefront of our minds. So we've got to breathe ourselves back into the future. When we breathe ourselves back into the future, we can feel our bodies again. We get back into our breath, literally back into our breath. Every time you make the choice to acknowledge your emotions, to step into them, to express gratitude for them, every time you breathe yourself back into the present, what you're doing is you're reconnecting to your power. And when you reconnect to your power, you're reconnecting to the divine power as well. Every time, that one small step makes your soul stronger and stronger. You're breaking the cycle of out-of-control mind. You're breaking it, and instead you're reclaiming the power of your mind to create the life you want to have. You're shifting your mindset. You're creating different patterns. And that's really how it all works. It's amazing. Okay, look and see what Tom said. If I worry, things are as they are. If I don't worry, things are as they are. That is so true. That is so true. Our worrying changes nothing. It changes nothing except about our circumstances. But it does change how we feel because we're going to make ourselves worse. So if we have the choice of breaking the pattern, breaking the cycle, why shouldn't we? We might as well, right? Reclaiming your power. It's all about reclaiming your power. And it's amazing when this works. And I can tell you it does work because I have been playing with this ever since last week. I thought, oh, this is interesting. And even over the weekend, I thought, what am I going to talk about exactly? And then, of course, finally Spirit said, hello, you know, what you've been practicing and trying and explaining to other people. Let's explain it to them as well. Hi, Deb. Nice to see you. Glad you've joined us today. And Joanna saying, I'm just trying to live in the present. And so if you have just joined me, let me just give you a little bit of a recap of who I am, what this is all about, and then I'll do a recap of what I just said because I want you to make sure it's very clear, and then we'll just go from there. So this is Lily Dale Radio. The name of my show is called Embracing Your Essence, and as you know, many of you know, my thing is helping you become your best self, helping you reclaim your power, helping you connect to the infinite energy power. Make sure you're right in there. And I am a medium and an intuitive life coach, and I love to help people in all sorts of different ways. All about me. You can find me at psychicmediumcolleen.com or colleenvanderzijden.com. Same place, just different ways to get there. LilydaleAssembly.org. You can see everything that's there. Summer season is posted. The website is up. Everything is there. I do think they're still tweaking it, but it is still there. So we do have things coming. I know the monks are supposed to be there for opening season at the end of June. We'll see. We don't really know how this is all going to play out. Follow me on Facebook, Colleen Vanderzijden, Medium Intuitive Life Coach. Follow Lily Dale on Facebook, Lily Dale Assembly Incorporated. Okay, now I do have, so I don't forget to tell you this, a spiritual growth and support group that is connected with my Facebook page. Anyone can join. We are just talking about anything we want to talk about that has to do with living a spiritual life. Been talking about books and meditation and mystical moments or miracles people have experienced, and people are asking questions and talking with each other, and that's what we're doing. We're just supporting and being there for each other. So feel free to join that as well. There is a pinned post at the top of my page. So to summarize everything I talked about, I didn't want to talk too long tonight, and I may have achieved a goal. Yes. Number one, okay, surrendered acceptance is the name of it. And surrendering means choosing to allow the divine to guide us. It means we're giving up our control. We're giving up fixing. We're giving up resistance. We're giving up anything that is going to cause us pain, worries, emotions, whatever it is. We're just going to give up all that stuff. We don't need any of that stuff. We're going to allow the divine to guide us. So we're surrendering to that and allowing the God energy to express through ourselves. Then we're going to express gratitude for how you feel. Everything is here, including your physical circumstances. Everything, physical circumstances, emotions, everything is here to help you become your best self. Everything is here in divine order. I know some people are going, but. Well, you know what? No, I disagree. But, no, no but. This is the way it is, okay? Once we move into acceptance, we get rid of our butts. We don't need the butts so much. So we're going to express gratitude for this. Okay, and then you want to breathe yourself back into the present. Breathe yourself back in. Because when you're in the present, you're not stuck in the worries. Put it all together. There you go. You got it all together. It will take a few moments. If, you know, most, as far as I can tell, most of the audience who listens to my show is, you know, wanting to be spiritually aware. They're wanting to live their best lives. So you're wanting all this. And if you feel the resistance, the butts, all that stuff, it just means it's time to look at things from a different perspective, okay? It doesn't mean that if you don't get this, you don't agree with me, you don't think it's going to work. Maybe it's not your message right now. Maybe you're not quite at that space yet. We're all operating from our own perception. But, here's a but for you, but I know that just you hearing these ideas are opening you up to a greater awareness. I know that for a fact. I can tell you this. It's a fact that you are opening up, and we are taking this time of isolation and distancing. We're going to take this time and use it to our highest and best. Use it to help us develop, become our best selves, become who we truly are at the soul level. And I don't want to get too far into this next moment here that I'm going to step into because I'm just not going to. We are at the tipping point here, and I've mentioned this before. We are at the tipping point here where the light workers, the people who are raising the vibration, are going to help everyone else, the people who have their heels stuck in, and they don't want to look at life from a different way. They don't want to recognize that we are, every single one of us, all one. They don't want to recognize it. There are people who are not open to that yet, but you are. And because you are, you're raising your vibration. You're allowing yourself to learn and grow. You're allowing yourself to step into that energy. It is very important that we embrace that, that we embrace who we are and we embrace our abilities to help raise other people up. This has become this thought, this understanding of what's happening here. And I know many of you are in agreement with me that this is all part of the consciousness shift, and it's all about learning and reclaiming our power and our oneness, all of that. I know many of you are with me on this. This oneness, this concept of oneness is huge, and the tipping point that we are at. We are at a tipping point. It could go either way. It could go either way. We're going to do our best to make sure it goes the way it should go, to the highest and the best. And so that's why every week now I have thrown out my list of topics of everything I was going to talk to you about. I had these great ideas, but they're not right for right now. So that's why we're talking about all these things, to lift you up so that you can contribute, because I know you are. And I know each one of you is doing it right now, whether it's reaching out to people or just in your own vibrations, whether it's just being yourself as best you can, you're raising your vibration and you're raising the vibration of the world. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. So I digressed just a tad, but that's normal, as you know. So these are my thoughts for today. And I do want to thank you so much for watching and listening and being here tonight with me. I'm looking forward to talking with you next week, and I'm also looking forward to talking with you in the physical at some point in the summer. Now, of course, we do have the other Lilydale radio shows. I do want to make sure I mention those before I go. So tomorrow is Wednesday. We have Wednesdays with Willa at 10 a.m. John White has a show at 8 p.m. And Celeste Elliott has her show on Thursday at 10 in the morning. And we all do slightly different things. So it's fun to get a different feel for each of us, and it's a good time for all. So thank you so much for joining me. I'm Colleen VanderZeiden. You can follow me in all sorts of places. You'll figure it out. And Lilydale Assembly, don't forget about following Lilydale as well, so you know what's going on. So thank you so much. I love you all. I send you great feelings of love, upliftment, high vibration. You have any questions at any point, please do contact me. I will answer you. It might take me a day, but because I'm doing readings and stuff now, so I'm kind of busier, but I will answer you, and please do contact me. I love talking to you, and I love helping you. So you guys have a great day, and I will hang up. See you later. Bye.